Hello everyone, my name is Atousa Haçir Muhammadi. I am a university lecturer at the School of Engineering Science at Simon Fraser University. My presentation today is about introducing tangible laboratory experiments to an electrical circuits course. But first, I would like to start by showing you an aerial view of the campus where I normally work and teach. SFU's Burnaby campus is located at top of a hill in Burnaby, a city next to Vancouver, British Columbia. And on a day like the one shown here, when this photo was taken, you will pass through some low clouds in order to reach to the campus, and you literally start working on top of the clouds. But now we'll get to the subject. So experiential learning as a method of delivering course material is well recognized and well established at all levels of education, even higher education. And there are many references about this, and I've included some of those in the full paper. Now, this project aims at introducing several lab assignments in a second year engineering course in Electrical Circuits 1. And these labs have light and or sound as their input-output variables. Now, the goal here is to increase students' engagement in the course and enhance their learning experience of the concepts that they learn in the theoretical portion of the course by observing the operation of electrical circuits in a more tangible form. I would like to emphasize that these labs are not to replace the conventional electrical circuit experiments, but rather to complement them. NSEC 220 is the course under consideration here, is a typical second year course, but a first course in electrical circuits, and covers the typical fundamental concepts of electrical circuits. The enrollment in this course can be as high as 120 students, or even more sometimes. The course has lectures, tutorials, and labs. And for the labs, students meet weekly for 2.5 hours in the lab. They build electrical circuits related to the course content that they have recently learned. And they observe the performance, and these observations and measurements of input-output variables are conventionally done through measurement devices such as multimeter and oscilloscope. And that's the way that Engineering Science 220 labs are performed at SFU as well. But the purpose of this project is, like I said, to introduce a number of lab experiments that I would like to call tangible lab experiments. And by tangible, I mean experiments that use light or sound as input or output variables. And why are we doing this? Why are we proposing this? Because this, you're hoping that increases students' engagement and interest in the course and enhances students' learning experience through better understanding of course concepts and seeing the application in real life. The first example I would like to bring to you is the very first lab that students usually have in a course like this, and that is resistors in parallel and series. So in the conventional form of the experiment, students will build a resistive circuit using lab resistors, and then they will measure the current and voltages within the circuit in order to verify Kirchhoff's laws of current and voltage. For the tangible experience, we suggest to use incandescent light bulbs. And students basically place a single light bulb as a benchmark, two light bulbs in series and two in parallel with each other. And then they apply, so this is the benchmark, these are the two in series and two in parallel. These there's no connection between them, except that across all three circuits, the same voltage amount will be applied. And once they switch the circuit on, like so, they will be able to see the difference between the luminosity or brightness of the lamps. In this case, I should note that we don't want to use LEDs, as LEDs are highly nonlinear, but incandescent lamps are pretty much act linearly in the range of voltages and currents that we are concerned with. The second example I would like to bring to you is about op amps, so, or operational amplifiers. So a circuit that's very often experimented with is the inverting amplifier, as shown here on the left side of this slide. Students design and build this amplifier, and then they measure the input and output voltage to their circuit using an oscilloscope, for example. Now, what we did here was to very simply add a microphone circuit and an audio connector circuit here at input and output of the same inverting amplifier circuit. We also replaced the feedback resistor with a variable resistor or a potentiometer. Now, this way, students would basically build their own audio amplifier, and they can control the volume by changing the potentiometer in the feedback loop. So I will play this video now for you. And as you see here, the student has built this circuit. This is the microphone, and the other end of the or the output is connected to speakers, but the volume on the speaker is not being changed, the volume knob. Now, some music is played out of the iPad or iPhone, and the student starts changing the potentiometer that increases the volume of the music, and again, it decreases it. Increase again. So through this experiment, basically the students can change the volume of the music that is played at the microphone with their own circuit that they have designed and they have built. The next example and the last example that I would like to share with you is an example of an RLC filter. So by now the students are more advanced in the course and they have now learned about RLC circuits. Now, a standard RLC series circuit is shown on the left here, and traditionally students would build, maybe even design, and then build this circuit and view the input and output voltages of the filter on an oscilloscope and measure the gain and phase shift between the input and output. In the tangible lab that we suggest here, a very simple circuit will mimic the traffic light sensor. So oftentimes at intersections, at least here in Canada, there is a large coil located under the pavement close to the intersection. When a car arrives and stops over the coil, the inductance of the coil increases, and this triggers the traffic light basically to turn on and to turn green for the direction that this car was aiming to cross the intersection. In our example, we designed a very simple band stop filter, which you can see here as well, and it's also here in this video, as you will soon see. And over here we have an inductor over here that students have wired up themselves, or will wire up themselves, and it has a hollow core. Now, this iron rod mimics the car, And when this gets close to the coil inductor, just like when the car gets over the coil here, the inductance of the coil is increased, and the LC filter allows current to go through the filter and go through the LED lights, and the LED lights will light up. When the car leaves, the lights turn back off again. So the car is starting to approach now, and as you will see, the lights will turn on. And when the car leaves, the lights will turn off again. And there are more examples that, in the interest of time, I'm not showing you here, but they are included in the full paper, and please feel free to study them. But I would like to add that the research connected to this project was scheduled for the current semester, but due to COVID-19, we have now postponed it to hopefully after COVID-19. And the plan is to integrate these designed tangible experiments with the existing lab assignments, measure students' engagement in the course and their interest and learning experience in the course, through two ways of classroom and lab observation, and also student surveys. And then we would like to analyze this data and compare with the data of the same type that we have collected during previous offerings of the course, when there were only the conventional lab assignments and no tangible labs, and hopefully draw conclusions based on the effect of including these new tangible labs in the course. So this concludes my presentation for today. I thank you for your attention and would be very glad to hear your comments and questions. This is my email address here. Have a nice day, everyone. Thank you.